We're starting to, you know, get to the point for this community now that we're able to provide everyone with the care that really is the standard of care for what should be every community. Up until now, we've had to send a lot of our patients out to other places, either to VCU or up north or out west, and it's really been, you know, hard for the families, hard for the patients, obviously, yeah, as well, to have to do that. Sometimes they have to be in the hospitals for long periods of time. And for, in terms of, you know, strokes, especially we call large vessel occlusions, which are the most devastating type of blockage strokes, where the blood vessel is blocked. And without treatment for these, it's nearly 90% disability or mortality. There's nothing else that we could do for them. And very recently, in terms of, you know, medicine overall, we now have a treatment. And these all started in 2015 with some studies that came out showing a benefit of physically removing the blood clot. The medicines we give for other types of strokes didn't work for these types of strokes. So they were really left with just severe disability or even death if the, they can end up having really severe brain swelling that can, you know, lead to their death, or just because they're so disabled that there's just nothing to do. So these studies came out, and really ever since then, everything that we've done to study these, this intervention called the thrombectomy, which is that physical removal of the blood clot, has shown a benefit. And it's not just a small benefit. This is one of the largest effects in terms of treatment that we have in medicine right now.
Yeah.
Comparable to using a defibrillator in the hospital. That's how strong it is.
Wow. See, I had not heard of that term, and then seeing that the two were coming in and looked it up and thought, wow, this really is, you know, a major breakthrough kind of thing.
And you know, the saying is that time is brain, and that's true. The longer that the brain is deprived of oxygen, of blood flow, the worse the outcome. So the quicker we can get there and remove that blood clot that's in the brain, the better the outcomes. We know that. And so now here we're coming up with implementing a system that will give patients the best chance of recovery, and we're going to do it the most efficient way, the quickest way, because that's the most important thing.
When the blood clot is removed, is that something that's done right away? Do you do that? Then that's after the stroke, and you're dealing with it, and you see that that's what it is. You don't wait on something like that.
No. So what ideally will happen, what typically will happen is, you know, it all starts with our providers out in the field, the EMS, who will see the patient, and they've been trained, and we're working with them to really have their radar up for signs that they may have something called the large vessel occlusion or be having a stroke. And if they're suspicious for this, then they call the hospital ahead of the emergency department ahead of time, and we'll let them know so that we can start this process of letting people know downstream.
Yeah.
And we use these screening tools, and they'll let the ER physician know, and the ER physician will contact our neurologist, our stroke neurologist on call. And I've asked that they then immediately let me know so that I'm sitting there waiting, ready to go, and can get my team ready to go, just so we can minimize any delays, because it really is so important to be able to do this as quick as possible.
Just like you said, time is brain.
Mm-hmm.
So what? You obviously have to be on call. I mean, things can come up at any time for you, I would think, with something like this.
Yeah, they come any time during the day or night, you know. But now at Mary Washington, 24/7, 365 days a year, we're doing this. So I'm here now. We'll have a partner for me in the future. And we also have some additional coverage coming down to help supplement that. So I'm not the only one doing it. but it's very exciting that we're able to do this. And it's a huge benefit for the community, and it's a great thing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. It's just as Dr. Muse talked about, time and you want people in place with when you're dealing with a stroke.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great role. I've been in this role for about 7 years. You know, Mary Washington's been a certified primary stroke center since 2009. So that's huge. Yeah. And bringing, you know, stroke care to this region and really being a leader in the region and taking care of the community. And I bring a lot of, you know, passion to the role. I've had family members who've had stroke and, you know, way back in the 1980s when there really was nothing they could do.
Yeah.
And it's so unfortunate because it is very devastating. You know, it's the leading cause of long-term adult disability for people. And it is devastating. So, you know, it's great to be able to bring a treatment to the community and you know, the people of the community. And as Dr. Buse was talking about, really advancing our care to the region.
Yeah, no, my grandfather had a stroke, and I remember just how it just changes everything. And I have had friends, and for this community to have this available right here and not having to go somewhere, because having to go somewhere with time and everything, it's just hard to get good outcomes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're kind of in the middle, right? We're in the middle of D.C. and
yeah.
Richmond. And so that means it could be up to an hour either way for someone who comes to our hospital and has a clot that we can't, you know, treat. So we'd have to send them an hour south, an hour north, and then that clot sitting longer in the brain causing more damage.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really is amazing that we're able to bring that here. And we have a lot of stroke survivors. So I lead the stroke support group. I really facilitate it because they're the real leaders of it. And it's stroke survivors and their family members that come. But Dr. Muse and his wife came out, and she's a neurologist as well. And they came out last week to talk to the stroke survivors. And, you know, a few people shared that they've had thrombectomies from other places. So, you know, and they have some deficits still left from those strokes, and asked a lot of questions about what can they do. Can they continue to, you know, improve their mobility, for instance, for their arm or leg, areas of their body that were affected by the stroke. So it's really, you know, it's important that we're able to do that now for these people.
Boy, to have success stories, and that's mm-hmm. got to be just thrilling.
Yeah.
to see. Even if a person does have some things that they have to work on, just to not have it so debilitating.
Yeah, that's stroke care right now is a really exciting place to be for advancements. It's it's one of those things that for a long time, you know, even physicians thought, well, there's not much we can do.
Right.
But now that attitude has totally changed. And we're looking at, you know, not only just that acute treatment for, you know, to remove a blockage or to prevent a secondary stroke. You know, the studies in stroke care, and this is one of the things that's really great about being part of being a stroke physician, is that everything is so well studied. That there's really great evidence, clear evidence about what to do, when to do it, but it's still being continuously pushed to see, well, can we do better? Can we do better? Can we do better?
Yeah.
One of the things that I will be bringing here, and we're in the works for that, is something called Vivastem, which is a technology where we implant something called a vagal nerve stimulator onto the vagal nerve in the neck. And I do that in the operating room. And then we use this, it's called paired therapy. So they'll undergo physical therapy while this device is turned on. And it's been shown to improve motor outcomes in people who have chronic strokes.
Hmm.
So that they can essentially develop new pathways in their brain to improve motor function, and that's what it's for right now. But you know, that's just one example of something that is out there right now that we're also going to be bringing here, because it's not just that acute care, it's the whole pathway. It's taking care of them when they get to the hospital, taking care of the community before they even have a stroke,
yeah.
which is hugely important. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm taking this quote from my wife, because she's an epileptologist. She said she takes care of patients with seizures, and she said that she wants to put herself out of practice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be her goal. But, you know, if I never have to treat a stroke, that would be great. That'd be wonderful. But, you know, as long as people are still having strokes and we have to take care of them, we're going to do it here, and it's going to be the entire continuity of care.
Boy, just the fact, though, just the fact that we're talking about, and again, this being done in Fredericksburg, the thrombectomy and the Vivastem, and these are exciting. These are exciting things.
Mm-hmm. It's the leadership here at this hospital right now is incredible, and they're driving all of this. Their primary focus, really is the neurosciences, and especially with this stroke program, getting it going. It's not just the ischemic strokes that we treat, which are the blockages in the blood vessels. I also treat bleeds, so we'll call hemorrhagic strokes, and that includes aneurysm ruptures and other things like that. Mm-hmm. That, you know, we will be, as time moves on and the hospital is more prepared to take care of these patients who are very sick when they come in the hospital, that we'll be treating those as well later this year.